This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. And I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Colin.
How are you, Ellen?
I'm great, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, babe. You're rocking red.
I'm rocking red. I'm saying I'm going to get more Christmassy as the weeks go on.
She's bringing Mariah.
Mariah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I just don't sing like her, but I thought I was bringing Mrs. Claus, so I'm going to take Mariah.
I can take Mariah.
Okay, fine. I'll take
we'll
that.
We'll take her money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
This is a good month for Mariah. Well, December.
It is indeed. She comes out of her shell.
Well, I thought she don't have to come out of her shell. The song's already recorded 30 years ago. The royalties.
I can't believe she's still living off that, actually. Like,
it's my favourite Christmas song.
I love it. But, like, you know, give us another one.
I wonder if when we're all dead, what a great start to the show, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Starting light.
But I wonder if it'd be one of them. Like, you know, Elvis still plays now.
Yeah.
And I'm far too young. I weren't alive when he was on this earth. God rest him. But they still play him. Mariah be an Elvis?
I think so. I think there's a few. There'll be like her, Whitney Houston. I know she is dead.
Yeah.
They'll always live on.
Yeah, I'm going to bring out an album because I think the world's going to want to remember me in 100 years.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it's not going to be bad enough. So you want Bobby Norris singing you a song. Yeah. Anyway, guys, enough about my plans for the future. As always, we bring you a show full of tea and gossip. And it's jam-packed. You've been expect anything else. So this evening I'm chatting with Married at First Sight bride Emma Barnes.
Yes,
we're getting tea.
We are indeed.
Oh yeah, it's a tea party. I would say it is the tea party. And then we're joined in the studio by Marcello.
Yes,
fresh out of Big Brother.
So many questions for him. I can't
wait. Runner up.
Yes.
So let's see if we can get any Big Brother tea.
Yes, some exclusives, hopefully. I mean, you know, he seems like a good talker, so don't let us down.
And Access All Areas.
Yep.
And as I always say, we access all areas.
Yes.
The clue's on the title. we don't be like subtle about it.
No,
no.
It sounds naughtier than it is, though, but you know, we do our best.
Oh, yeah, we're not accessing them kind of areas. Ellen's tried. I said, no, go and get married.
I know.
I'm on the other bus. I can't provide that.
Wait
for you.
Until the Christmas party. I'll get you on my side.
She's trying to turn me. She's got a lovely husband now, but she's still trying to turn me. Anyway, enough about that. We are joined in the studio, and I love her. It's Hayley Palmer.
Yay! Jazz hands.
Yeah. Oh, go on, girl. Italia Conte.
She's wearing sparkles for Christmas, guys. I love it.
I've got a very sparkly dress on. I'm very extra, but I like to bring the sparkle to the studio.
You're dead right.
We love extra.
She's brightening up the room. I love it.
Because we're so subtle and quiet that we need some extra in here.
Yeah. Just the cherry on top.
Delicate
flowers. So, babes.
Yes.
What has caught your eye? What's top of the agenda this week in Showbiz News?
Well, I'm all about I'm a Celebrity.
Of course.
Get me out of here. I just, you know what it is? I love people and I love people watching.
Yeah.
So for me, I just like to see how people interact with each other, especially celebs, because you're like, hang on a minute, Colleen sat there giving us some absolute classics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so interesting to see how people behave when they're not eating properly, doing trials, sleeping in a hammock.
Yeah.
You know, I would be terrible. I need my electric blanket.
Yeah.
Especially now, the cost of living crisis. Fucking hell. No one can afford to put the eating on. You need your blanket.
Electric blanket.
You are kind of seeing cracks starting to show now, though, aren't you? A small bit.
Yeah, but I like that.
Me too.
I'm here for the drama. And to be honest, I thought there'd be more drama before now.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been really. I think they're a nice bunch.
Definitely.
I really do think they're a nice bunch in there.
Yeah.
And it's in the paper today. Daddy Jones's mum, Kathy, is predicting him to win. I think he could go very far. He seems like a nice guy. He was singing last night, having a great time. And I just feel like if I was in there, like, he's the sort of person
he's
you would get on with.
Such a lovely guy. And also, when you're in an hammock, not that I've ever been in an hammock, I don't know how you get in one, but I would imagine if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I got nothing to do for 24 hours, I wouldn't mind just laying in a hammock looking at Danny.
Do you know what? He's easy on the eye, isn't he?
A little bit. Sing me a song, Dan.
Yeah, as soon as he
Sorry
starts
to the wife.
Yeah.
I'll keep him company for 3 weeks.
he's bizarrely getting better looking as the show goes on.
Yes.
And most people, it goes the opposite way because, like, they don't have hair, makeup and everything. But I think the ruggedness is suiting him.
Yeah. The thing is, if I was in there, I'd need to fancy someone because that would make me get through the day.
Yeah.
You've got to have like one hottie in there, haven't you?
Just guy candy to look at.
Mm. Yeah, I think Alan from Coronation Street, is that his name?
Yes.
He's so sweet.
Oh, bless his heart.
I nearly cried the other day. I mean, he was like, I'll give my cake.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Well, I thought, actually, I might just vote for you to win for that as well. Because if you gave me your cake, that's like giving me a Tiffany ring.
Yeah. Especially in the jungle. Like, yeah. Bite his hand off. I didn't like that Dean came for him the other day. Like, that really showed a bad side of Dean. Mm. It looked like Dean only done it down there by the water because he thought there probably wouldn't be cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't
I agree.
Realize that there's like 92 cameras.
Yeah. Because he switched his personality up pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I agree. That didn't sit well with me.
No.
I think he needs to pipe down a little bit because he is the kind of underdog going in and he could have actually won over the public, but from what I've seen on social media, people don't like it when he's coming out having a go at the absolute A-listers, national treasures. How
icons. And he's giving up his cake.
Yes. I don't know. I didn't like that.
No.
Even Ant and Dec are getting a bit spicy with Dean, I've seen as well. I think Dec, I can never remember which one is which.
Small one, Dec.
All right.
Well, when we say smaller, shall we say?
Are they both small?
Sorry,
they're
Dec.
They're not here to defend themselves.
Well, they're both small to me. I'm right. A giant.
Yeah, true.
But always remember the big one. Big Dec. Lucky we're uncensored.
He's gone there.
Oh, no. Big Ant, small deck.
Right,
oh,
okay.
Right. Oh, that's a good way of remembering it.
Yeah. Do you know many small decks?
I do.
Oh, yeah. I heard.
It's all coming out, guys.
Of course. Quick prediction before we move on to the second showbiz story. There's still a little bit of lead in the pipe, but early doors predictions. Because a lot of people, before she even got on the Emirates flight at Heathrow, they went, Colleen's got it in the bag.
Yeah.
No.
I think either Maura or Colleen have it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You don't think Danny's got a chance?
I do.
Even though he's the salt of the jungle.
I mean, I do, but we haven't seen much of him. He hasn't done any trials yet by himself or anything like that.
Nah, but so, I don't need to see much of him. Just seeing him is enough.
I'm just trying to think of entertainment quality, and Maura's bringing the one-liners. Yeah. You know, yeah. She's always on camera, and so is Colleen.
Yeah.
So, for me, them at the moment, but also the pastor guy, he could win because he's winning the hearts of the nation.
Yeah.
You know, his little... He did the little prayer.
I prayed for
family.
You.
Yeah, we like that.
And she was like, really? And he was like, well, it's my job.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah. No shit, Sherlock.
I was going to say Alan, because I think sometimes the nice guy gets through.
Yeah.
It's not always the massive characters. I like Colleen. I like Maura. I like to watch them. I find them fascinating. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's the really nice guy that kind of pulls through at the last minute.
Yeah. It's a hard one to call because everyone will vote for something different. I guess that's the nature of a show
like
that.
Who do you think?
I still think it's too early because I think you're going to get your audience that are going to fancy Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Can't relate.
Or just us.
We're the only ones voting for Danny and his mother.
You're going to get your Corrie hardcore fans that, of course, are going to vote for Alan.
Die hard.
Colleen is iconic just for the wag for Christy alone.
Mm. Yeah.
Maura, iconic. Yeah.
It's a tough one to call. And each week they're all coming into their own. And each week it's like there's a different main character.
But also, when people, they come into their own, but also sometimes things slip. I think some people try and put on a facade.
Mm, yeah.
And I think you get to a certain point in a show like that, and like you say, you think you're in a certain area or whatever, and true colours shining through.
Yes.
I see your true colours. But I don't think we've got the royalties on that, so we're going to move on, Hayley.
That was a lovely little sing song.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Strictly because I am here for Strictly every week. We have a little exclusive on what they are actually dancing into this week.
Ooh.
So Montel and Johannes, who just got through last week, they're going to be doing a rumba all about the hips to I Am Here. Sarah and Vito are doing a Charleston. Love Vito. He's a right little character,
isn't he? When you say them words, I know they're dance words. Do you know what they even mean?
Yeah, because I was a dancer.
Oh, so that helps.
Yeah. So the
Because I wouldn't know the rumba from a fucking Gangnam Style.
Rumba's all about your hips, and it's a very slow dance. So actually, that's the worst one you can do because it exaggerates everything that's going wrong.
Basically. Oh, I've got good hips, man.
You've got good hips. Yeah,
I feel like I can see you on Strictly.
I can see you on Strictly.
Just for the fake bake, other turns are available, but I love fake bake.
You don't
and then
love the
Lycra, Diamond A's. That's my dream. Every Saturday night, a fake bake. Oh, a Lycra outfit and some fucking diamondies.
That's like a normal Saturday night.
I'll be as happy as a dog with two dicks. I'll pay BBC.
Anyway, you've got Tasha and Aliash who are doing the Argentine tango. Now, if you've seen Tasha on Love Island, she previously was a dancer, but she's technically the best, in my opinion.
Well, she's a dancer.
But she's a dancer already. Yeah. Chris and Diane, I predicted them to win from day one. I've got a bet on, so that Chris, you've got to win.
She wants them coins. Tango. This is my knowledge of dance. I'm going to emojis on an iPhone. Is the one in the red dress, you know, the red bird?
It's very strong dance.
You know that one that's like that? Is that?
She's a Spanish senorita.
It's more Spanish.
So no.
Basically no, but good try.
Yeah. Maybe not. Sorry, Aileen.
What was that? You've got JB and Lauren, that's the guy from JLS. Yeah. I'm doing a Viennese waltz. That's a different style for him, so that'll be interesting. And Pete Wicks and Jerita doing a waltz to Somewhere. Isn't Pete doing well? Have you seen him on there?
Yeah. I loved him all in pink.
Did you? What? I'm too sexy.
No, I just love the pink outfit.
I mean, I hate to use the word journey, but he's gone from nothing.
He's done well.
He's incredible now. Mm.
But I called that. I think when I was first out, I don't know, I think the Sun or Daily Mail, some publication said to me when it was announced he was doing it. And I was like, because obviously I've worked with Pete for years and then we just done Celeb SIS together. And he's one of these people that he will give it 100%. Do you know what I mean? He's not so, you know, some people are just there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
We've all got a rate, do you know what I mean? So I'm not knocking them people. Get your coins, darling, and fuck off if you want to, but be real about it.
Yeah.
But he's very much, he'll go balls deep.
I can see that in him.
Yeah.
I bet you.
I didn't mean that.
Was that a Freudian slip there?
Write that up, guys, in the Daily Mail.
I think we've got time for another A-Lay.
I'm trying to think where we can do a serious story, but there's no serious stories because I want to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio, who is 50 and he's rumoured to be engaged to his 26-year-old girlfriend. Now, for me, Leonardo in Titanic, just up to the bit where they sink. Sorry, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, yes. Until he's got the icicles in his hair and Kate kicks him off the fucking wardrobe door.
Yeah.
He's hot until then. Not so much when he's dead, it's a no.
It ruined the vibe.
It ruins it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's his era for me. When I think of Leo.
He peaked. But to be fair, 26 is old for him. So yes. I'm glad he's settling down finally.
No, it's true.
With an older woman.
But what cracks me up is she wouldn't have even been alive when Titanic came out.
Oh my God,
she's probably like, what? What is that?
What's that boat?
Kate Winslet.
It was a boat.
Anyway, we wish them every success, obviously.
Of course.
I'm gutted because that's my fantasy, Leonardo DiCaprio.
And if it goes tits up and he jumps, I'll say bus, but let's say boat. slide in the DMs, Leo.
Yeah, we love you, Leo.
You could have said jump ship.
Yeah, she got it.
Jump boat. That was one.
You guys are on it today.
Yeah, Fat Leo and his lucky cow. She's done well. She'll be all right in life.
She will indeed.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl though. But she don't do it for me, but she's pretty.
She is, and we wish them well. But no, I just think it's interesting when you have a big age gap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it works. Like, I love an older man, I'm not going to lie. I don't know why. I never go out with younger guys. Even though I should be going out with like young, hot, sexy men, I love an older guy. I feel like they're going to like really take control and like look after me.
It depends. Yeah. It's exactly that. It depends what you want.
Right.
If you want
counselling session here.
Yeah. They always used to call me the Jeremy Kyle of Essex on a past job of mine. But I would say, if you want to get picked up throwing around an hotel room, younger's got the stamina.
Yeah, right.
But older's got the experience, and I think generally often better.
Yeah, I feel like older men as well, they kind of are protectors.
And they're not wankers anymore.
Yeah, they've grown out of that.
Yeah, well. they're not shagging everyone behind your back, which is always nice.
Not all of them. Some of them.
Allegedly.
What about you, Bobby? Do you go for older men or younger men?
It all depends. I'm one of these. I'm so weird. Like, a lot of my mates would be, I would say to them, like, Their exes, if you took photos of all of them, it'd look like a Crime Watch e-fit. They're like identical.
Right.
Mine are all so different, like height, hair, colour, eye.
Yeah.
Because, and again, it sounds really cheese on toast, but you could be the big... David Gandy is a salt to me. He's a salt to everyone, let's have it right. But, and I'm sure he's got personality.
It goes to my gym.
Shut up, what gym?
David Lloyd Fulham.
Watch
I'm signing
circle.
Up. You're welcome, David Lloyd Fulham. That gets you a free membership for the next year. But for me, you could be the sexiest man in the world, but if you sat across a table and we had a steak and a lovely bit of peppercorn and some chips, but it was just dry as fuck, not the meat, the chat.
Right.
I'd be like, don't do it. You've got to make... You need something about you.
It's more the personality.
Deep.
Don't they call it demisexual when you fall in love with the personality?
Homosexual.
That's like you Talisa. Have to, that's what she said
that's
she
what
is.
Talisa said, yeah.
No, I'm homosexual and I own it.
You can be all the sexuals, whatever you want to be.
Be whatever you want. You can be a cat now, do you know what? that's where
we are in love. I could be easily swayed if someone's going to, like, make me laugh.
But you've got a range of different exes, haven't you? Yours,
right,
yours,
Bobby, calm down.
Yours aren't like a crime watch photo shoot.
I have got a slight type. Like I said, it's the older kind of like businessman vibe that I do actually like.
Tall.
They've got to be tall because I'm like a giant, so I'm 6 foot. So,
right. Oh my God, 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I thought I was tall. It's 5'11", but
that is
model,
tall.
Model height.
And everyone listening, don't matter how tall you are, it's what's inside that counts. Ailey, it's always a pleasure to have you in the show. Well, when you're lying down, they're all the same height. Always a pleasure, Ailey. Love you.
Thank
I'm
you
sure
guys.
We'll see you before Christmas, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you,
darling.
We're going to take a break and then we're going to jump on a Zoom.
Yes.
And we're going to have the interview with the lovely Emma from Married at First Sight. So, guys, we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Boo Bar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Foo Bar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foo Bar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foo Bar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Foo Bar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
cray,
truth.
Cray.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle.
It is.
I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. And we are joined by the lovely Emma Barnes from Married at First Sight. How are you, darling?
Hello.
Hello.
Me, Bobby, Norris.
How are you, my love?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for joining me and Ella on Access All Areas. Now, I've got to start by just literally, obviously, we've got to talk about maths. Firstly, because I always like to go back to the start. How did this all come about? Was there an online application form? Was you scouted? Did someone slide in the DMs? What went down?
I was scouted, you know.
Oh, that's always good.
Know?
It's good to be scouted.
Well, not really. I wasn't really.
She's telling me bullshit lies.
I didn't necessarily apply.
Oh, my God. I love that. I feel like everyone's getting scouted.
Yeah. It's the way with social media. It's the way it is now. Gone are the days you queue at Wembley for 8 hours to do a show.
Yeah. The X Factor.
No, I did actually apply for Love is Blind.
Oh, wow.
Did you?
Yeah. I never thought I'd get on maths. I would never do it. It's too big, man.
Are you glad that you didn't get Love is Blind, or would you have rather done Love is Blind?
Well, out of the two, I think with Love is Blind, not all the couples get through the pods. So you don't necessarily get a match. And then even if you do get a match, you might not be followed after. And there are still couples, I think, that got out the pods that are still together, which is a real shame. So, and if you didn't get out the pods, you were away for like 2 weeks and then you just sort of back to life.
Yeah.
So why
Whereas
did you...
end? Had a bit more longevity behind it. You know, if you're on the show, you've got a husband, so...
Yes.
And why did you decide to do maths then when you just said that you never wanted to do it because it was too big?
It's not that I would just never have applied to do it.
Right.
I was just absolutely honoured that they'd consider little me.
So did you ask them when they first, I guess they DM you, do you write back? Because firstly, I guess you think, is this a wind-up?
Well, luckily it was...
Is it from their official account? Because if it's just like someone with 4 followers, I bet you think, now he's just trying to get in the knickers.
Well, it was, they do message a lot of people on, I got a voice note from the casting people.
Oh, how did I get your WhatsApp?
I spoke to her anyway and did interviews.
Okay. So they had you on a file.
Yeah. And then it was funnily enough, she then added me on Instagram and I saw who she followed. It was one of my friends who she followed. Obviously, she tried to get him on the show.
What's
and I called
world?
Him up like, are you going to be at the end of the aisle?
Am I going to shag you?
For TV, yes.
For the airtime.
So tell me, you were matched with Casper in the end. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for both of you. And you seem to have a rocky road through the whole series, really. It was very up and down.
Mm. We didn't really get off, did we?
You never got off the ground. And when it looked like you were about to start something, it kind of came crumbling back down. So, like, what was your feeling when you first met him on the altar, I suppose? Were you happy with what you saw?
All right, good. Great, we had loads in common. His family looked really nice. He had a lot of family there. I had all my mates.
Yeah.
So it was quite family heavy. So he's obviously family orientated. That's a green flag. Like, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And we had loads. Our tables were doing like things in common bingo. Like,
I thought you was going to say Jager bombs. Bingo, fuck, I'd rather have a Jager bomb. I'm on wedding, forget the bingo. No, I do love it.
They couldn't play a drinking game. He didn't do a speech. Me and my sister did speeches.
He didn't do a speech at all?
No, he said he didn't know what to write because he'd written his vows already.
Oh, God. That was the first red flag. So probably one of the like major themes of this year's maths was the fact that he said to you on your honeymoon that he doesn't usually go for curvier girls. Now, you're not that curvy.
No.
And I'd imagine that every other woman in the UK, where the average size is 12 to 14, is thinking...
No, I think 14 to 16 is now officially the average.
Yes, exactly. And also...
Which is that size?
Which is, yeah. And it's also like, Casper, hang on. Like, you're not an oil painting yourself, mate. So what was... How did that make you feel?
It was just the like, right, okay, cool, we're not here for that, so that's great, we're here for a journey, let's try and broaden this a little bit, we're in it for marriage, we're in it for, you know, that also wasn't the only thing that he didn't really like about me from the offset. You know, I am quite loud, I am quite, like, vivacious, I'm a, you know, he said our lifestyles didn't connect very early.
It don't bode well, does it, for the honeymoon?
Yeah, I know.
Because not being crude, but you want to shag your husband,
yeah,
don't you? I've never had one.
Yeah.
But I'd want to shag him.
Yeah, I know.
And it would be nice for him to say, like, you know, it would be nice to shag you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even just to get to know each other, but to come out with...
Nah, just shag you. You just married a stranger. Yeah, there's just... no time to get to know him, El.
It's true.
You've got a free honeymoon, you've had a lovely holiday, flights all inclusive.
You've already gone balls deep. You may as well continue.
It's the theme of the holiday. So did you kind of leave the honeymoon? Did you think, nah, this is fucking, we're Romeo done, it's over?
Yes. I did think multiple times that I've quit my job for this.
I've
gone through hell and back. I've gone through, you know, I spent the last 6 months worrying about what's going to happen. And all my friends knew. I didn't keep it very quiet. All my friends knew. And I was like, I can't go back. 4 or 5 days after I got married.
Oh. So I've been off longer with COVID. I'm out in the bunks now.
4 days. Wow. And so, like, he also compared you to his sister, which I thought was just kind of weird. Like, the minute he said that, I was like, they're never going to shag.
No, yeah. And if you did, then it's a different kind of show.
It's, yeah. And you
it's
know,
illegal.
Yes, yeah.
We don't encourage that.
Yeah. And how did you feel about that? And when he said that, did you think there's no coming back from this now?
Well, the first thing I thought was, Casper, she's your twin sister. Like, I'm very different to you. Like, I'm my own unique person. I'm pretty sure I'm quite different to your twin sister. Mm. Like, as lovely as she is, and I'm super close to my sister. Like, she's my best friend in the world. And I thought it was a compliment. I was like, oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Love that. Sweet. Did you get an M? I feel like we keep it real here. So I'm just gonna say it. Did you get the minge tinge? A, at the altar and on the honeymoon, do you get to a point and the minge is tinging and you think, you know, just shag me?
Oh, tinging.
Yeah, the minge tinge.
I was like, what is that?
I've not got a minge.
I thought it was a beauty
contrary
treatment.
Contrary to belief, I was allegedly seen in Harley Street transitioning. It's all lies. Anyway, did your minge tinge?
No, it goes out on night one, Bobby.
But was the minge tinging thinking about him? Or
did you fancy him?
No.
Nah, no tinge.
It didn't take long.
Nah, divorce.
But it was mainly like, it didn't take long because he said quite early on, look, there's no sexual spark there. And I think if you're not feeling sexual spark vibes, you put guard up, don't you?
Yeah, but it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Also, another big part of the show this year, I thought, was outside the husbands and the marriages.
Yeah.
It was the girls and the cashiness. And I haven't seen that in years.
No, it's become something different.
Yeah.
This year was, yeah.
It was wild. I couldn't get over how Holly treated Hannah. And I didn't even feel like Hannah had done anything wrong. She just came in late to the show. And I saw you were like in the room during a few of those arguments. Did it make you feel uncomfortable? And do you wish that you stood up for Hannah a bit more?
Hannah came in like a bulldozer. And Hannah was quite difficult. You know, she was rubbing people up the wrong way. She was flirting with every husband that, you know, that came at her. Like, we saw little sparks of that. And look, if you like that, normally it's fine. But
not many wives like that.
No.
not in Essex, in the East End. But someone will have a little bit of a word with you if you do that.
Yeah.
For me... Hannah and I are never going to be best of friends.
No.
But there becomes a point where it's like, nah, give her a chance. Like, let's come together, give her a chance. But I think a lot of the things that Hannah had said had been off camera, so contextually for viewers it's quite hard to see.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's frustrating in a situation like that, because it's a reality show, but it's a dating show, but it is a reality show. But that bit of the real reality, you can't kind of reference because it's not on camera. So in terms of getting it into an edit, that it wouldn't work in a show. I bet that pissed you off.
I was all right, to be honest. There was a couple of arguments that weren't shown, you know, with Casper and I. But it's just a bit confusing to watch back. It's more confusing. I feel frustrated for the people that didn't see the full story.
Completely.
So what stuff did we not see that Hannah had said that wasn't shown?
So one of the things was, we all went deaf awareness training. Once all the cast had come in, they put on a deaf awareness training course for us. So we all went upstairs in the apartments, all sat down, and there was Stephen, Casper and Rochelle sat on a sofa together, and then Hannah, Ryan, me, Orson on the other. And Hannah, the point where she was flirting with Orson, which she denied, was I was sat next to her.
She's like, there's cameras. You see these men?
Well, she got in between Orson's legs. In between Orson's legs and went, oh, I've not been this close to balls in ages.
Oh, wow.
With her husband opposite.
What?
With her husband opposite and listening to, who they'd been intimate in their honeymoon.
Wow.
But she said, close to balls.
She said afterwards, oh, I'm just a flirty person and it's banter. I get along better with guys than girls, all that. It didn't come across like that for you, did it?
Look, she might be like that on the outside, and I think she was also misunderstood from the group because her walls are up straight away. And like, I'm sure she's a different person on the outside to what she was on the show, and she didn't deserve the onslaught that she got at all. But I do think hopefully there's a learning from it, that you make friends before you flirt with people.
And before you rub yourself up against your mate's husband's bollocks.
I can flirt with Luke all I like, because A, I'm never going to get him. But B, I made friends with Luke and Amy, and you know it's flirty banter.
Yes. So Em, I want to ask you, take Casper out of the equation. The other grooms that were there, if I had my magic wand, think of me as, have you ever seen Cinderella? I'm the fairy godmother.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick you an husband. So you can pick which one of the husbands, apart from Casper, obviously he's not included anyway, who gives you the minge tinge?
Luke is gorgeous.
Luke, yeah.
He is a soul.
Luke.
I ain't got a minge, but it tinges.
Yes.
I have never seen anyone. I love a Mediterranean man, right? Always have done. And as soon as he came on the screen, all my girls were like, Emma Barnes, here he is.
Is that always your type? I bet your girls were like, that's a bit of yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you sat in there, would you look at him and be a bit like, I'd have a go?
Yeah. I say it to Amy all the time. When I first found his Instagram, after, I was just sending pictures of his Instagram into the group going, oh.
Did you not get a bit freaked out when you saw his kind of like quirky personality? Were you not a bit turned off?
Yes, he'd have to keep quiet.
Yeah.
Don't open your mouth.
It was just the one-liners he was going out with. I think every girl kind of recoiled a small bit.
Yeah, but look, if you could just lay there, we'll have a nice time,
yeah.
But just say nothing.
Yeah, just zip it, please, just... lovely. So you'd go back on the show with him then?
Would I marry him? I don't know. That's who I fancy the most.
But would you marry him?
I think I wouldn't marry him. No, he couldn't keep quiet forever.
It's a shag. It ain't a marriage. You've done the dress. Just shag him, innit?
And then I'll marry Orson. God love him.
Awesome.
And who would you kill? But when we say that, guys, don't call the police. It's a game.
It's a friendly kill.
So we're going to change the word kill for...
Avoid.
Avoid, yeah. That's a lot nicer. Who are you going to avoid?
I'd probably avoid... who would I avoid? Ryan.
Oh, what's Ryan done to you?
We just live different lives.
Did he get on your tits?
No. I think he's a nice guy. We just live very different lives. He's a bin man. Not that, and there's nothing wrong with being a bin man. But he's not for me. I like a nice posh boy, you know.
What would you have done if you walked up the aisle and it was him?
If it was Ryan, I tell you what. Everyone fancied him, and I never fancied Max from The Wanted. And he's always reminded me of Max from The Wanted. He's never been my type.
Would you have done a Julia Roberts and run away?
No, I wouldn't. I'd have given him a go, but...
she wants the fucking honeymoon.
Maybe I'd have got more on my honeymoon.
Would you have, like, just shagged him and had a lovely honeymoon? Honeymoon basically is an holiday if it ain't going to work out. And I'm sure a lot of people of adult age have had a lovely time on an holiday before. So, and if it's free, Emma, fucking do it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that I'm giving you permission to go and shag him on holiday.
What actually happened with him actually in the end? Because he went off the show very, very
suspiciously.
Like, yeah, they just disappeared. We weren't really given.
That's not for me to say.
Yes, it is. It's Access All Areas, and I request it.
Do you know though?
Could you give us an indication of something? Because to us as viewers, it was never really. And I do feel for production and the team, because they probably, it must have been a nightmare to film and put that into the episode, because it didn't read as a viewer.
Yeah, they disappeared. If you missed one episode, you were so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was actually, they just kind of disappeared off a cliff for us as well, because there's only a couple of days where it really went downhill.
Right.
But like there's two sides of the story. The sides are different. I haven't spent time with Ryan, to be fair. I haven't spoken to Ryan about it all. So, it's not my bag.
Right. We'll have to get Ryan on the show next then. He can tell us from the horse's mouth. So, are you dating now? Spill.
No.
No?
Anyone's
out of choice?
Out of concern. I'm just a bit scared about doing it now. But I downloaded Raya today.
Yes, there's going to be hotties on Raya.
I only had one contact, and it was one of the producers.
Brilliant.
The thing
is, I got no mess for it.
You're fresh. You can boost yourself on Ray Iyer.
And I actually think, Ken, because I did Celebs Go Dating back, I think, series 2 or 3. It was the first time they'd ever had a gay person on there. And I was finding their feet with how that would work. But I remember, because I'd been on another TV show for, I think, 3 or 4 years before that. So I was used to filming shows, but I can sit on here, I can sit on live TV. I can be me working, no problem. I think when you do a dating show, you've got to be so vulnerable. You are literally putting your tits and your balls on the table. Whatever you've got, you might have both. 2024. But you have to be raw. Do you know what I mean? And actually, I think dating's one of the most exposing things you can do. Mm. So I always take hats off to everyone that does a dating show. Thank you so much for letting me access all your areas.
Thank you, Emma. Oh,
a pleasure. Thanks so much, gang.
You're welcome, no darling. Have a lovely Christmas. God, I've not said that all year.
Oh, my God, the first one. Happy
first Christmas.
Have a happy new year.
Love you, bye.
Oh, my God, you got me all Christmassy there.
Well, you're giving me Mariah.
Yes.
Right, guys, we're going to take a little 2 or 3 minute break and then we are going to be back. And we are joined in the studio and we're going to get some tea on all things Big Brother. See you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Fubar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out!
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you, what's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
crying,
truth.
Crying.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle.
It is.
I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Guys, we are back. It's Access All Areas and we are live on Fubar Radio. Now, we are going to get all the tea.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, yes. Big Brother, right.
Straight into it, guys.
Straight in.
But wait. Before we go straight in, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me show you something funny, Bobby.
Oh, what are you going to show me?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh. He's got his phone out. Guys, listen to Ivy. He's not...
It doesn't sound
as bad as it is. He's not undoing his jeans.
Have you got OnlyFans already?
So you got to big up Mumsy quickly, haven't
it? Mumsy! Is this my camera or is it this? This one.
Yeah, she loves you, Bobby.
Oh, I love her.
You. Love you long time.
We
yeah.
love you, darling. Is she listening?
She's listening, yeah.
We love it. Remy.
Remy?
Is that her name?
What's Anastasia.
Her name? Anastasia. It says Remy underneath.
Oh, no, I sent her something from last night.
Moving on.
Big up, Ellen. We're in the Food Boss Studios. Wow.
Yes, exactly.
What a nice
Anastasia,
place to
be. We love you. Right, so, mate, I want to go back to... How did it all happen? Because in a culture we are now, so many people, reality shows, get scouted, but then there's also the application process. Did you get someone sliding the DMs, or did you...
No, I was from the application process, from the ground up. Yeah, 6 months auditioning, long
process.
So
it's full on.
Very full on. Very exciting. One of the best things I ever did, you know.
Did you apply to the first series?
No, this is the first time I've ever applied for anything like this. I was shocked that they even accepted me because I didn't, like, pump up any part of my character. I literally said I want to go in there, show love to people, make people laugh. And that's what they wanted. And they brought me along, and there was loads of auditions, loads of doors that I had to kick down, and it happened, yeah.
But I think you've just hit the nail on the head, and this is where so many people go wrong. So I think where reality TV is no longer the new kid on the block, I've been around a little while.
Just a little.
Only six months. But back then, it was a new thing. But now people, I think, try and go into it, and they think, I've got to try and be this... No, the irony is, well, it's not even ironic, the clue's in the title, it's a reality show. And producers can see through people that go in their bells and whistles and like, no, like this person that's real.
Yeah.
Because being fake in a house for 3, 4, 5 weeks, you ain't going to keep it up.
You can't do it. You can't do it. And I think it's the people that really... really hinged their whole personality on authenticity that survived the longest and had
and
the best
the
time
final.
As well. Yeah. I really did feel like the last six of us, like I was happy to be around those people, and I really did feel they deserved that position. Do you know what I mean?
It's organic. Do you know what
organic,
I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like in there, it's so intense. And like you say, if you are putting on a character, or even if you're pretending to be happier than you usually are, the cracks eventually show, and you see it in people. And the thing is, in there, because it is so intense, those cracks, they're not very beautiful, if you get what I'm saying.
And there ain't enough polyfiller in B&Q to fill it. But the thing is, people think that they can try and be someone else, but you just can't keep it up. And the audience now, I think the people that do that, they don't have the respect to think that people ain't Dolly Dimple. Like, you know, they know what time it is.
Yeah.
When you watch a TV show, maybe because it's been my job for 100 years, I can tell you in 90 seconds if someone's been, you know, I can just tell. And the audience can now. Yeah. So don't mug them off, because you get kicked out.
I mean, I've watched the series back now, and I'm still confused how I came runner-up, but I am assuming from the messages...
Because you was real.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming, is that from me being myself, that's what people were connecting with. And I'm very thankful for all the love and feedback. It's been really nice.
Did you see anyone in the house then that you were like, they're not real? And within the first few weeks, cracks did start to appear in their personalities?
Look, I wouldn't say... I would say it was quite an authentic house this year round. What I would say is that I noticed about 3 weeks in, people doing playmaking moves and thinking... I'm quite, like, naive in that sense. Like, I do live in the moment, and I don't really think past... just how I'm feeling right now. But I did notice through a few fellow housemates after a couple of weeks, people were like being smart about what they were doing. And there's nothing wrong in that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong in that. It is a game show at the end of the day. But I went in there just to have fun, just to make people laugh, and just to make sure that I was being myself throughout the whole time. Because for me, I've worked a lot on myself. You know, I've had my ups and downs like everyone else. And I've come to a point in my life where I'm proud of what I've achieved and who I am, and I wanted to make sure that is coming across every day, whether that's through my energy that I was giving to people, or taking care of everyone, or being able to take the pressure and still smile through it. So I'm proud of myself for carrying that through, and I think a lot of people did that too. But there was a moment in the show about 3 weeks in where we did notice through some tasks that people were making moves.
Who?
I would say, you know, I think they would... I don't know if they admit it themselves. I feel like Dean, Ali, Lily were playing some sort of smart tactical moves. Now, I did walk in on certain conversations with Lily where I heard she was, you know, smarter than she looks and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And listen, nothing against that. As I say, there's two ways to approach that experience. And it is, one, on vibes, see how it goes. Or two... playing your cards and manipulating.
Just to quickly jump in, is the word interject.
Yes.
You can tell I've hung around as a parliament for a few years. Kehoe. So, What I would say on that is, and some people, when they throw that out, they go, especially, it's always when they've been caught out for playing like a game plan, they go, well, it's a game show.
Yeah.
Granted, to the people watching at home, my issue is, and no one in particular, because I couldn't give a toss, and I'm not living with them, but if I was in the house, don't worry about the people that are watching, because actually, if you're giving me energy for 4 or 5 weeks being a character chore, I ain't here for it, do you know what I mean? So you can, you've got to pick your team. Yeah. Are you playing to the cameras and being a personality, like you think you're on EastEnders, and that ain't the gig, darling, do you know what I mean?
Because
I just wouldn't want to interact. In the end, I'd be a bit like, well, what's the fucking point? It's like me saying, what colour's Ellen's jumper? And she'd go, blue.
Yeah.
People listening, it's red. Do you know what I mean?
The funny thing is, though, is like, you know, in watching it back, I did see some of the housemates refer to my group, who I looked at as authentic, as being fake. So
yeah.
I don't know how it is for other people. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's just
in that breath as well. Like, do you know, you said that you felt you were your authentic self in there and everything. So were you shocked when you came out and you saw people saying online that you came across kind of misogynistic to women in there?
I was shocked by that. There was a few comments that came out, misogynist and homophobic, and it's like, for me,
you've picked a bad radio show to come on, because I hate to break it to you. I'm gay.
And I'm a woman. I'm not many people know.
Shit. Told me.
We're going to have a tear up. There's a bird and a gay in the studio. Fucking hell. Call the old Bill.
Guys, lock the doors. Lock the doors. We're going to lock
them
in.
No, for me, look, I know myself, and my mum raised me very well. I've got gay family members, I've got gay friends. It's silly even me saying, but I've got love for everyone in this world. You just have to have one conversation with me to understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that some narratives get spun for media. It's just a shame that a lot of people have internalized them and look at me that way. But it's my duty to repair that, and I'm sure I will do in time, you know.
Where do you think that came from, those comments?
I think that I have cheeky banter. And I treat everyone how I treat my best mates, you know. And sometimes that can cross a line. And sometimes I can offend someone who might be more on the sensitive side. But you are in a house and you're getting to know people. And sometimes a flippant comment can be taken quite deeply. So, you know, it's just the nature of the show. I did come in there just to be myself, no holds barred. I didn't want to censor myself. I've got nothing to censor. I genuinely have love for everyone, and I wanted that to, I was riding on that.
Yeah.
So if something's got misunderstood, you know, that is, it's a shame. But again, it's my duty to repair that, and people will understand in time.
See, I can't judge you from an edited show. I'm judging you on what we've been on, 9 minutes, 11 minutes. You speak very well. You've always been, but your mum's brought you up like you speak lovely. You're nothing but polite. I can't go on an edited version of some. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I say, if you treat people how you treat your mates, I guess if you don't hang around with mates that suck cock, do you know what I mean?
But I mean,
like, you can't judge people for being their authentic. So if you're clicking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The house is an amalgamation of loads of different characters.
Of course, but everyone comes from their own thing. Everyone's reality is a different reality.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I don't judge anyone, you know. One thing I realised
in there. You've been lovely to me the last 9 minutes.
I feel like a few people said to me when I came in, oh, you're so different to what I thought you'd be like. And I know people make a judgment of me when they see me, and that's fine. But I realise in there, my gift is, I never look at someone and judge them how they look. I just give them their space to be themselves and I embrace them on that level. I don't think I got the same sentiment reciprocated to me, but that's fine. I think people just need to get to know me. Once you get to know me, there's more to me than how you might look at me first time. Do you know what I mean?
And you were so close to winning. So close. Yeah. Pipped at the post. Like, it was neck and neck. Well, I know that Ali actually won by a good amount of votes, like over 50%. Mm-hmm. But do you know what? I did think that you had such a good chance at winning.
Thank you.
At that moment, were you like spending the money in your head? Like,
no, do you know what? I was so gassed just to be a run. Like, I was gassed to be final six. Like, I genuinely came in. I just didn't. This is everyone's words, but you just don't want to leave week one. And then you get week two, week three. It gets a bit more intense. You're like, oh, if I make it this week, it'll be so sick. I'll be happy to go home after week four. I've done it. Like,
done a month.
Then you get final six, and you're like, you're just with goosebumps, and you're just looking around these lovely people that you've made great relationships with.
Yeah.
And then I'm sat across Ali head to head, and I'm like, I feel like I've won. And coming out, the love. the appreciation, the booze. I've got a few booze coming out. But you know what, this happens. This type of thing happens when you're yourself. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
No.
You know?
Yeah. And the audience is a bit pantomime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he's the big brother audience.
I've literally got about 90 seconds, so I've got to keep it really short and sweet. But I always love to ask, like, online, social media, big thing to me, yada, 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 trolling and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been through the gigs with it. Did you come out to, because a lot of people just think it's that 10 seconds of screaming. Has social been bad?
I'd be really foolish to say it's been bad. There's been bad stuff. And I put a post out because I want people to know that luckily I'm strong. I can take the things they say
Thank
to me.
God.
But there's some people I know that can struggle with that. And I put out a post to let them know that I'm okay. But you should be more mindful with your words because you don't know who you're affecting. And yeah. I'm fine. And the love has been received. And I'm more focusing on that, to be honest.
Thank you for putting out that post. Because and just to wrap the show up, I'm big enough, ugly enough, old enough. I'll put my head on my pillowcase tonight and I'll sleep just fine, darling. You know what I mean? You ain't making me lose sleep. But I know, thankfully, social media weren't around as a kid. 13-year-old Bobby wouldn't have stood a chance.
Yeah. Mm.
But anyway, on that lovely note, thank you for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
Always a pleasure. See you later, Mariah.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll be back next week. Take care. Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Foo Bar Radio. Access all areas. What?